Welcome to Lifelines Radio, a production of the Pennsylvania Pro-Life Federation. I'm your host, Maria Gallagher, Legislative Director of the Federation. Joining us today is Kevin Bagata, President and CEO of Real Alternatives. Welcome, Kevin.
Thank you, Maria.
Kevin, how did Pennsylvania's Pregnancy and Parenting Support Services Program get its start?
Well, fortuitous start with the Pro-Life Federation and Pennsylvania Catholic Conference going to, at the time, Governor Casey and requesting funds for alternatives to abortion services. And he thought it was a great idea. He was such a wonderful pro-life governor. And he put money in the budget. And that was about 28 years ago. And the program has been thriving ever since. If it wasn't for the Pro-Life Federation and its annual efforts, we certainly would never have been as successful as we have been. In that time, we've served 350,000 women, 1.9 million times. We really have lived up to our task. 55% of women who come to us thinking they want to have an abortion, after they hear our services and meet our counselors in the field, decide to choose life. 91% of women who come to us being pressured by others to have an abortion have decided to choose life because of the support we're able to provide. And I know Governor Casey and the entire pro-life movement has been so proud of us being able to provide that other choice for women so they don't feel they have to have an abortion. And that's what the mission of the program has been since day one. Provide the resources and support so a woman doesn't feel she must have an abortion. And, you know, we're talking about pregnancy support centers, Catholic charities, and our maternity homes and adoption agencies who have been providing that for 28 years, very, very successfully.
Can you give some examples of how the program has earned bipartisan support throughout the years?
Like I said, so it started with Governor Casey, but the appropriations chairman at the time was Republican representative, state representative, Joe Pitts. They worked together. They had in this mission, we need to provide better to women in our Commonwealth than a choice of abortion. And they worked together. That just continued on. Governor Schweiker was the first, he's obviously a Republican governor, the first governor to actually use federal TANF money, which your audience will later learn, nationalized our program so we could help it spread throughout the country. Governor Ed Rendell, pro-abortion Democrat, was so impressed with our program. His Department of Public Welfare Secretary Estelle Richmond wrote us a glowing letter of recommendation. And that's what we used when we were applying to roll out the Texas program, which we successfully did and ran for 7 years, starting in 2005. Governor Wolf, during the pandemic, stated our program was an essential service to stay open. So certainly both parties have valued what we provide the women. And it just makes sense. Of those 1.9 million visits, our clients are asked if they have any complaint or concern to call us. And Maria, in 28 years, we have never received a complaint from any one of our clients. And I think that speaks to the compassionate and care that our counselors at our centers provide these women.
That's incredible. Now, can you share with me some of your favorite success stories?
Sure. Well, I would say about a year ago, I had a personal favorite because it sort of involved me. I was taking a lunch break. We have a pizza shop right down the road. Went into the pizza shop, and one of the guys that knows me asked me what I did for a living, and I explained very succinctly what Real Alternatives did and how we, you know, hire other centers like Morningstar locally to provide services to women who are in unexpected pregnancies. And as I'm explaining it to him, this 18-year-old young man, you know, throws me a slice on a paper plate, and I'm going through the process to pay. And it just so happened that the guy's wife was right behind me in line. And he says, "Oh, we know what you do. Years ago, my wife and I," and he points to his wife, "we needed some help with him." And he just pointed to the young man who gave me a slice of pizza, working behind the counter with his dad, making money to go to college. That's an alternative to abortion. It's alternative to abortion is another person willing to walk side by side to help a woman in an unexpected pregnancy through the obstacles, pressures, and stresses that might be pressuring her to have an abortion. And so there's a living example of one of our clients and their baby. And for me, I'll never forget that the rest of my life. Another success story is sort of sad, but of course it's a great ending. Early on in the program, we had our toll-free referral system was up, as it is today, and we were running television commercials in Philadelphia, which of course your audience I'm sure knows. Philadelphia and the surrounding counties are 60% of all abortions in the Commonwealth. We were getting ready to leave. It was a Friday. You know, it's like 10 minutes to five, and we get a phone call. And this young lady tells our telephone counselor she had been kicked out of a car from her boyfriend because she wouldn't have an abortion. And she was now kicked out of the apartment she was living in. And Maria, she was actually kicked out in a section, a very unsafe section of Philadelphia. And our counselor immediately acted, and we knew we had to get, this is a pregnant young woman in a bad part of town, needs to be picked up, and we need to get her a place to stay for the night. Well, we called the closest center, which was a Catholic Charities of the Archdiocese of Philadelphia. They sent a counselor to pick her up, and then brought her to one of the other maternity homes that we fund. And that's where that young lady stayed that night. And she ended up becoming a resident of that maternity home. But again, that's an alternative to abortion. This young lady was being pressured, and she was in a terrible situation, a dangerous situation. And I was so proud that literally within 40 minutes, we swooped in, one of our centers picked her up, and then she was in a safe, nurturing environment for her and her unborn baby until, of course, she gave birth later on. And I think, I always think of that as one of our tremendous success stories. I think people would be shocked at how many women are pressured to have an abortion.
Yeah, and that brings up an interesting question. Pop superstar Britney Spears recently revealed that she had an abortion because her boyfriend at the time said he did not want to be a father, and he pressured her to abort. How typical is that of the clients your service providers see?
Yeah, it is way more typical than we certainly would expect in our country. Before this show, I had our staff run the previous fiscal year. We actually asked the women who we serve, has anybody pressured you to have an abortion? And it's 19.76% of the women we serve. So 20% of the women we serve last fiscal year, which is a little over 14,000 women, were pressured by others to have an abortion. And it's so sad. Clearly, Britney Spears, that whole story, all these years later, and she's writing about it and talking about it, and you can still, in my mind, see the pain that's caused. Abortion doesn't solve problems like people think it does. And that's That's the sad part. And she clearly is still a wounded person and certainly holds it against her boyfriend at the time, who, by the way, has been very quiet from her statement, I've noticed. It's always, you know, it's the woman that has to bear the pain and the suffering. And that's why our program exists. So they don't feel they have to do that, regardless of what their boyfriend wants them to do. It is their choice. Nobody should be pressuring them to have an abortion.
Why is the answer to an unexpected pregnancy more than a pamphlet?
Yeah, I think, you know, some of the stories I just talked about, and even the Britney Spears story. What's the key to that whole story? This other person, this boyfriend. Women in unexpected pregnancies are alone. If Britney Spears' boyfriend said, yes, let's have this baby, she wouldn't have had the abortion. She was alone and in crisis. And that's why I tell folks an alternative to abortion is another person who's willing to walk with that woman through her crisis and be there and be supportive as she works around the issues that are pressuring her to have an abortion. So she's got one of our counselors. And by the way, there's 350 counselors at any one time in the Commonwealth serving women under our program. And she's got that person dedicated to her to help her, you know, physically, mentally, and emotionally through the crisis day by day as she's pregnant. You know, a lot of people think, oh, they just need health services. Well, they have health services. Oh, they just need medical service. We get them medical services. But what they need is somebody to walk with them and carry what in her mind seems to be the end of the world. You know, they say that hope is the desire that some outside force or person will help change the crisis or the circumstances we ourselves can't change. That's exactly what our counselors do. They are hope. They are that outside force that says, hey, you're not by yourself. We'll help you through this day by day. And that's what makes this program a stellar program and an unbelievable program that obviously the Commonwealth and its citizens have been proud of for 28 years and has gladly funded through their taxes.
You're listening to Lifelines Radio. I'm Maria Gallagher, your host. We're speaking with Kevin Bagata of Real Alternatives. Kevin, how do service providers assist women after their children are born?
Well, certainly the unexpected pregnancy, a lot of times the young women, they've never been pregnant before. We certainly have clients that have and have a different crisis pressuring them, but that's the typical one. So they have this person who's going to be there with them through this certain unbelievable first of its kind experience. And then, of course, they have the decision to place that baby for adoption or to parent. And we support either decision. We support either decision. I don't think it will surprise your audience that most women choose to keep their baby. That bond that's created during the 9 months of pregnancy and then when the baby's born, it's certainly the norm for our clients to keep their baby. Well, now they need help parenting. They're still alone, okay? And we need to support them and give them the skills necessary so they themselves are healthy, their babies are healthy, they're being taken care of. And a lot of times our counselors are teaching them those basic motherly tasks that other individuals would learn by their mom or their grandma. So it we support her through the 12 months after the birth of the baby to make sure she's doing her well baby checkups. First of all, during the pregnancy, we're making sure that both the mom and the baby are going to their prenatal care checkups. That's why we have such great outcomes with where we lower infant mortality and also maternal mortality. Because once she establishes that relationship with that counselor, okay, that counselor is making sure, reminding her and helping her get to these prenatal care appointments. That's why our health outcomes are so tremendous. So once that relationship is started, it just continues on for the 12 months after the birth of the baby when it comes to well baby checkups and things of that sort.
How did the program become a model for the rest of the nation?
Well, once we started in 1995 and it was, abortions started to go down. I mean, it makes sense. Any woman who was going to come to us having an abortion and decided not to because they went to our program, that's one less abortion, right? So we clearly understood at Real Alternatives how blessed we were that we were given this opportunity to have such a positive impact in such a negative situation, abortion. So our board said, we need to share this with the rest of the nation. And so what we did is we brought in the Right to Life affiliates of other states, the Catholic Conference affiliates of other states, and we brought them in and we brought them a service provider. We brought them to a Catholic charity. We brought them to a maternity home. Those lobbyists of those states would ask questions and then they would go back and then bring me to their state to meet with their appropriations chair. I've met many, many governors and briefed them on this program. And everybody likes the idea. This is a positive approach to such a controversial issue. Nobody can be against it, right? We would assume, right? And that's why they've responded. We rolled out the Texas program and ran it for about 7 years in 2005. We then ran the Michigan program for about 7 years until unfortunately a pro-life governor decided to defund it, Gretchen Whitmer. And then we're currently running the Indiana program. At the time, Governor Pence heard about our program, wanted it. We rolled that out, and we've been running that since about 2014, I think.
So the Michigan governor is supportive of legal abortion and was opposed to the program. Now in Pennsylvania, we face a situation where the program is now at risk. Why is that so?
Yeah, it's pretty shocking. This is a, like I said, a positive program. I'll just let your audience know. I mean, we provide the other choice. You know, there's a group that provides one choice. We're the group that provides the other choice. And the woman has absolute right to choose either one. And the folks that come to us like the choice that they've made to receive the support. It's sort of shocking in our mind that Governor Shapiro, and it appears based on the advocacy of Planned Parenthood, has decided not to fund or renew our contract, which expires December 31st. And that's very sad. And I think he's just very, very ill-informed about our program. If he's getting his information from Planned Parenthood, clearly that's pretty biased. This should never be a politicized program. I will tell your audience, over the years, we have gotten referrals from Planned Parenthoods. Workers there have said, this woman doesn't want to have an abortion. Can you help her? And we will. So I think it's very strange. The idea of choice, of course, has now been redefined as abortion. So there is only one choice, I guess, to the administration, and that's to have an abortion. The idea that to help her choose something else, he's certainly not following, Governor Rendell, Governor Wolf, and Governor Casey from his party, let alone, Governor Corbett and Governor Ridge and Governor Schweiker, I apologize. You know, every governor has been for this program except for Governor Shapiro. And that's sad. I'd love to give him a presentation and bring him to our site so he would know exactly what these girls are doing. For example, has he thought out what happens to that woman who's homeless, who is pregnant? Who's going to take care of her? Well, in Pennsylvania, our 12 maternity homes have been taking care of them. If they don't get their funding, they're going to shut down. Who's going to take care of them? And that, this is not a well thought out decision. It's so sad. I like Planned Parenthood. What are you going to do? Are you going to help them? I don't think so. And or else they would have been doing it all along. So it's very sad what's going on.
And what is the status of the funding right now?
Well, we have a pro-life Senate and they are holding strong, and the fiscal code hasn't been passed yet. That releases other money, and they're pretty adamant at every turn with the governor and in the governor's office and staff that they want this program renewed. This is the people's program. It's not his program. It's the taxpayers' program. They are happy with what's going on. This is a positive approach to a controversial issue. Nobody should be against it, and they are fighting the fight.
What is Real Alternatives' plan for the PA program in light of the situation?
Well, the governor, my understanding is the governor is pretty adamant. He does not want the program. And I know the majority pro-lifers in the Senate want the program. So you have that political impasse. We can't really wait for that to resolve itself. So we have started, in fact, today, a major statewide fundraising campaign to at least raise funds for the amount of funding we would need from January through June. While the Senate and the governor fight this out. That's $4 million. That's a big number. But as I was telling someone, if 200,000 people donate $20 to Real Alternatives, we are fully funded for the next 6 months, and we can serve 7,000 women and provide them an alternative to abortion, provide them another choice than abortion. And that's what we're going to do.
Think is the biggest misconception about the program?
You know, we keep hearing, you know, oh, the program funds centers who deceive women. And there has never been any complaint ever of any of our centers deceiving people. We meet the woman where she is, and we're helping her. And we do tell them the downside of having an abortion, which is medically known, is peer reviewed, and certainly even the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania has a Right to Know Act, and that information is provided. So many women find out later what an abortion is, and we let them know what an abortion is and what it does. But most of the time, we spend on what we can do to help them and how we can help them through their obstacles and pressures. I know some folks don't like that our centers refer to medical doctors who do the abortion pill reversal. That is a medical prescribed thing that doctors have proven works. Doctors, as they are licensed, have the ability to do off prescription type of use of drugs, and this has been studied, and it has been very, very effective, with thousands of babies being born after a woman has changed her mind. Again, all of a sudden, this choice movement doesn't like choices of women, and it tries to take it away from them. If she changes her mind and regrets having the abortion, she can, within a period of time, take a pill to arrest the chemical abortion. And I think she should have that right. That's her choice. We should enable that choice. And it's in, you know, this is something that's being overseen by medical doctors throughout the country, and thousands of, it's worked for thousands of women. So that I guess that's where they think there's a deception. The latest thing is they just don't like that we don't provide abortion as an alternative to abortion. I don't know how that makes sense. I don't know how that makes sense. We want to provide a clear choice. So women have a clear choice. And I don't know why they're afraid of giving women a clear choice. You know, you go to a Planned Parenthood, you're not getting alternative to abortion services. They only do one thing. You come to us, you don't get an abortion. We do alternative to abortion services. It's what we do. It's a social service program. So clarity is the best thing for our clients in making a choice like this.
We've got just a little more than a minute left. Can you tell me if people want to find out more about the Real Alternative success story, what should they do?
Sure. Well, first of all, go to realalternatives.org. And we've done a nice 25-year program where you can hear the accolades from the past governors, legislators, bishops, the United, you know, we got accolades from the U.S. government for our use of TANF money, temporary assistance for needy family money, how we've so used federal money so judiciously, very effectively, low administrative costs, high performance, perfect audits. All our CPA audits are perfect for the last 28 years. And that would be a good, you get a taste of the very revolutionary part of this program. First of its kind in the nation. We were the first of its kind in the nation, and we've helped about 15 other states start other programs. I would then ask your listeners, please be one of the 200,000 and go to, you'll see a donate button that you can click, and we'll explain what we use the money for. This is the people's program. This is the people's program. It's been the people that have always paid for this program, not the legislature and not the governors. It's the taxpayers' money. It's the people's program. And unfortunately, those the governors decided not to use their money in a life-affirming way. So
we're going to leave it there. Thank you for joining us. And remember, there's always a reason to choose life.